What's up, everybody, and welcome back. And I'm excited about the MLS season, so I thought that we would do a couple videos of rating the different logos of teams in the MLS. And I'm going to break it up into two videos. One, we're going to do the Eastern Conference team. The other one, we're going to do the Western Conference team. And I'm doing this right, like, as I look at it. I have not really, like, sit down and, like, analyzed it. So we're just going to do it right off the bat and just go with it. So we'll just we'll go ahead and start. Also, I might take the teams that I like rate as an A and B from both videos and maybe do a third video. I'm not sure yet. We'll see how these do. So further ado, let's get started here. So we will start with Atlanta. I am an Atlanta fan. I actually have an Atlanta shirt on right now. I don't think I like their colors. And their logo is pretty decent, but I think it could be better. I'm a fan of bright colors and all that. So I will have to give Atlanta actually a C, even though they're my favorite team. But yes, I do like the maroon. I like the black and the gold. It's just, it's very plain and it's not like popping. So we'll give them a C. And moving on, we have Montreal. It's kind of boring to me. It has like a snowflake in the middle of it. I mean, I like the color, the blue and the gray. So I think I'm also going to have to go, I'm going to have to go with a C for that. And I'm guessing it maybe snows a good bit in Montreal. I believe it does. So maybe that's why they went with the snowflake. I'm also a fan of that. Like, if you're going to do something, have you know, have it go with what your city, you know, is, and it plays along that way. So next we have the newcomers, Charlotte. I am a fan of their jerseys. I will probably pick up a jersey. Also, I like their logo. The Carolina blue is very nice. It's simple but good, and it has like the, you know, the crown in the middle. So I will have to actually give them a B on this, just because of that. So moving on to Chicago Fire, I really like this logo for Chicago. I like that blue and that red together. I like how they still incorporated like the firefighter badge and in a way, in the back there. So I will actually have to give Chicago Fire an A. That is one of my, like, I know that's their new logos, and I actually like that logo. It's very, very nice. So next we have Columbus Crew. Pretty cool. It's definitely different. You know, these first four teams, it's all the round badge. So it's nice to see that teams are not just sticking with the round, because, like, you know, you have these other teams with the round badges too. And then also you have these teams that all have like traditional logos where they're all some kind of like shield or whatever. And it's nice to have teams not have that and it go with a totally different style. So I will give Columbus Crew points for that. I wish that there was maybe a little bit more yellow in the logo, instead of just the outline, to give it more of like a pop. So with that being said, I think that I'll have to give them a C. Actually, I'm going to actually give them a B. Like I said, if they would like say maybe flip the black and the gold or the yellow, or maybe even made the C yellow and did like an outline in white, I think that might have made it look a little bit better. But I'll actually give them a B just because it's different. And it does have that yellow in there. Moving on, we have DC United. It's kind of like a cartoon, like a 5-year-old did it. Especially like the head of the eagle. And it's very plain. Black and red is very plain to me. So I will actually have to give DC United a D, just because of that. Yeah, I wish it was done a little bit better, and hopefully they'll change it at some point in time. So moving on, we have FC Cincinnati. Man, this blue and this orange together, very good. I like it. I think that they could have done something different with putting something in the orange other than this, you know, line type thing. So I will have to give them a B. I mean, the colors together, it's very nice. And I like it. I like it a lot. So we go on to Inter Miami. I really like Inter Miami's colors. The pink and the black and the white. I really like that. I wish though, like, I don't know, I read up like on their logo when they first made it and like the different meanings behind each thing, and it's really cool. I think that they could have done more though, or maybe even less. Maybe took like, you know, the Club International de Football, maybe take that out and make it more simple. I'm not sure. There's just something there that's causing it not to be an A. Maybe if they had a little bit more pink, or if maybe the pink was just a little bit brighter. But I'll have to go with a B for them. I really like that. I like the colors, but there's just something needs to be tweaked on it, in my opinion. So next up, we have New England Revolution, their new logo. I really like this. The white with the red and the blue, I enjoy that. And I like that they kind of made it simple, with just having like New England Revolution 1996 right across the middle, and then the big R in the middle. And they used the colors well. I think it was really nice that they used the white as the back instead of like making the whole badge like a blue, that blue. So I will actually have to give them an A on this. This new badge is actually really nice. So we'll go with an A. And please tell me what you think in the comments below. What badges, you know, do you think that I should have moved up, bumped down, you don't agree on? Tell me your rankings. So moving on, we have New York City FC. I like the two different blues and the white together. But the NYC in the middle, I'm not a fan of how they did it. Like the N is the smallest and then the Y is kind of like the biggest. And then you have the C in the middle. I think that they could have done better, and it's that traditional round badge. I think that they could have done more, and I think that when they rebrand, it will at some point in time. I'm not saying that they are anytime soon, but I think that they need to change the logo up. So I'm actually going to give them a D, like DC United. I like the colors, but the badge is just blah to me. And pretty much the same thing for New York Red Bull. You know, this logo, I know that Red Bull owns, you know, a couple of different teams. But there's no, like, the only thing that's different is it says New York instead of, like, RB Leipzig. And I'm not a fan of that. Like, let them come up with their own thing. Teams need to be more individualized, and you know, so you know, like, because whenever you see this logo, you have to read the bottom to see what team they're actually talking about. So I actually will give this one an F just because of how blah it is on that end. And like I said, you have to read down here which team, you know, New York or Leipzig, right? Is it RB Leipzig that I'm saying that is also Red Bull? No. Maybe. I don't know. But anyway, there's other teams that have the Red Bull logo, and they need to make it different. That's what I'm getting at. Man, I can't believe I'm having a brain fart on that. But anyway, let's move on. Orlando City. I will say I like the purple and the tannish, the cream color. I do like that. And I like that they didn't use the round badge, and it's very simple. So I will have to say I'll give them a B on that. It's very simple. I need to read up because, like I said, I'm just doing this right off the fly, looking at this right now. I'm gonna have to look up like what the line means for Lando, and maybe that would switch. You know, maybe move it up to an A. I don't know, but I really like it. I like the colors. Very nice. Very well done. All right, so our second to last one, Philadelphia Union. Their colors are kind of plain to me. And again, we're at the round badge. I feel like so many teams have the round badge. But I like the blue color in there. I like the gold with it. And even the navy. And I like that theirs is pretty simple too. And I'm glad that they didn't go with Philadelphia Union. And instead they did like Philadelphia with the stars and then Union inside the badge. So I will actually have to give them a C on this. So last but not least, we have Toronto FC. I like how bright the red is. And then you have like the two different grays, I would say. I think that it's nice that it says like Toronto and it has the big T. I wish that they would have done something else with the FC in the middle. I felt like they just tried to throw that in there. To be honest, I think it would have probably looked better without the FC. I understand that you want to put that in there because you are Toronto FC. But maybe just leave the FC out. And then it would have been a better logo. To me. So I will have to put them in the C column. Just because the colors are brighter. And that's just one little thing that needs to be changed. I think if they would take the FC out maybe, that it would actually bump it up to a B for me. But I think that's what I would go with for Toronto. So to recap, in our A section here, we have Chicago Fire and New England Revolution. My B ratings go to Charlotte, Columbus Crew, FC Cincinnati, Miami, and Orlando City. For the C grade, we get Atlanta United, Montreal, Philadelphia Union, and Toronto FC. And my D's, we give DC United and New York City FC. And then the F goes to the New York Red Bull. So that's my grading. Please tell me in the comments below what your gradings are of the Eastern Conference teams. And if you like the video, please give it a thumbs up. If you like the content I'm creating, please subscribe. I like interactions, so please let me know, interact with me, tell me your thoughts, and we'll see you next time.